And joining us right now for an update from Gunnison County's COVID-19 response team, we have Andrew Sandstrom, who is public information officer with the county. Thank you for being with us, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you for having me today.
So we know that coronavirus is surging across the U.S. and here in Colorado. Here in Gunnison County, we went from almost no cases in the month of September. I think we're up to maybe more than 20 now here in October. How would you characterize the situation here in Gunnison County right now?
Yeah, so we've had 31 positives in the last month. In the last 2 weeks, we've actually had 22 positives. And we have 101 tests currently pending. With those increases in the positive tests, that does meet one of our indicators for a move to yellow. And we also are at a positivity rate currently of 5.18%. And so that actually meets a second indicator to move to yellow, much like we were in July.
Okay.
And I will say that, you know, we as a community came together in July and we did a really great job of getting it back under control. And now's the time for the community to act again.
Sure. And I just want to clarify for our listeners that you're talking about the Corona meter system, so-called, here in Gunnison County. It's a color-coded system that indicates risk posed by COVID-19. And there are a number of public health orders associated with each level. Right now we are under blue, and it sounds as though for the time being we will remain blue, but we may be moving towards yellow and more stringent public health orders. Is that right?
Yeah, so we are in the county's blue level right now, like we have been operating in all summer. The state has added a new level or a new health order that mirrors much of what our corona meter does, in that it moves counties to different levels of risk based on what they're seeing on the ground. And so they're likely we would see a shift in the state's restrictions before we actually would move to a yellow. Currently at the state, we're out of alignment for two of the three metrics that they are looking at. Those two metrics are case counts per 100,000 and positivity. And then the other one that they measure is hospitalizations. We still have not seen hospitalizations here. And so we're in good shape there. The one piece that is hard is that the state's system, actually, if you're out of whack with any of the measures, then they want to move you into more restrictions. So, like I said, we are currently in out of whack with two of those. And so it's possible that we could move out of the state's protect our neighbor status, which we've been in. We're one of four counties that are still in the protect our neighbor status at the state.
So what does that mean exactly as far as what we've seen with capacity? I know we bumped up to 55% for restaurants and other venues. If we lose our protect the neighbor status, where do we go from there?
So the first move, if the state moves us to their safer at home level one, there's a couple of things that would happen. The first of which is our business capacity would go back down to 50% as opposed to the 55 that we've earned through Protect Our Neighbors. Gyms and fitness centers would be reduced to 25%. And then events would be reduced. So outdoor events would be 175 and indoors would be 50 with the use of the state's space calculator. We are still requiring any events over 50 outdoors and over 25 indoors to get a public health approval. So that would change it, just slightly reduce the event size. And then probably one of the biggest pieces of note that the state has added in their public health order is that there no longer would be allowed to be personal gatherings of 10 or more people and no more than two households at a gathering.
Do you see any conditions this winter coming where we would go back to the original safe at home situation?
Or you're probably referring to the stay at home order. And
stay at home, yes.
Safer at home. You know, obviously that's what we're trying to avoid. Nobody wants to go back there. I think that what would drive that would be if we started to see major impacts on our healthcare system. So currently we're still able to care for anybody that needs care. We haven't had anybody hospitalized with COVID in the county in months. And so we feel like we're in a really good position there, where that was not the case back in March.
You know, one thing that you could probably explain to listeners is, you know, when we talk about hospital capacity, isn't it true that it wasn't necessarily all the patients that we could potentially have here in Gunnison filling the hospital, but the possibility of patients coming from other areas?
Absolutely. And so, you know, some of the metrics that we use in our local coronameter system are, you know, things like ability to transfer patients. But if, you know, say the Western Slopes hospitals began to get overrun, it's very possible we would start accepting some of those patients from other areas. I know currently Larimer County is seeing a huge influx from Wyoming. Mm-hmm. I believe St. Mary's is starting to see some from Utah. So, you know, they are getting moved around, and, you know, it's possible that we could end up with COVID patients from out of the county.
And really statewide, I mean, they're talking about numbers really rising in November potentially and filling hospital capacity. So that could be a reality. Is that right?
That is a major concern at the state level. We've seen hospitalizations really increasing quickly. We're pretty much at the level that we were in the peak of March and April. We're slightly below that, but we're still on a very, very steep upward trend. And so there is concern, and then particularly around the holiday season when everyone's traveling, intermingling, there's more concern that there's going to be additional spread.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Christopher?
And the couple of trends that we've seen in the recent positive cases are travel and then gatherings, you know, personal gatherings. And so those seem to be the main areas that we're seeing the virus spreading.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my question there. You know, what are we seeing in terms of a quote-unquote outbreak? Are any of these cases associated with each other? Are they related to any, you know, areas of risk, such as the senior care center or, you know, high-density areas like schools, something like that? Is there anything the public should know about, you know, the those cases in that regard?
So, as I said, all the cases are associated to either travel or personal gatherings. We are seeing them, you know, spread across the communities. We're seeing them on both ends of the valley. We have seen a number at Western, a number of cases at Western. They've been doing a great job of getting that under control, quarantining students. We did see a little bit of transmission among students where they were hanging out at a house or whatever. And then we have seen a couple of positives at each school in the north and south end of the valley. But again, some of the procedures that were in place, we were able to get that under control very quickly. And we haven't seen any additional spreading in those settings.
And so, Andrew, operationally, I just wanted to know, are you going to be holding this Thursday another one of the town hall meetings, just in case folks wanted to stay on top of this?
Yeah, so we're continuing the town hall meetings. That's 4 o'clock on Thursdays. We run it via Zoom, and then we also live stream it on the Gunnison County Health and Human Services Facebook page. And I would encourage anybody in the community, if you have a topic that you'd like to hear about or learn more about, send some of those ideas to PIO, as in Public Information Office, at GunnisonCounty.org.
Andrew Sandstrom is the Public Information Officer for Gunnison County. He's talking to us today, giving us an update on the current situation with COVID-19 in Gunnison County. Andrew, thanks as always for coming on and talking to us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.